You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you today, Pam?
Hey, doing pretty good. Yeah.
And we're going to start it out. You know, you and your husband are beekeepers.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I find myself now looking for those flowers in the ditches and beehives and stuff.
Like, yeah, so do we.
I know, I mean, I've learned so much about it, but I suppose this is their time of year, huh?
Well, they're busy as bees, getting ready for winter. And, and it's interesting because Minnesota bees, you know, in these colder climates, they produce a lot more honey in the summertime than they do down south where they have a milder winter. So, I mean, I don't know how they know to do that, but they do. Yeah. And
they're smarter than we think, huh?
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah.
Because one of my questions when we were kind of talking about this off air a little bit was, does this colder weather that we're experiencing have any effect on them?
Yeah. Well, they're not as when it gets quite cold, they don't like it when it gets cold, you know, but they're still out gathering as much as they can, as long as they can. And even in the wintertime, sometimes when it warms up just a little bit, sometimes some of them will come out, and it's kind of an interesting fact, but they hold their poop for months. And then there will be a bunch of tiny little yellow spots on the on the snow, and then they scoot back in. But what we're doing right now is, in order to prepare them for winter, varroa mites are kind of a problem. And so it's an itty-bitty tiny little mite that attaches itself to the bee's body. It's an invasive species. They didn't used to have a problem with that, but now they do. So he has a treatment that he does for him. So we had to go into the hives twice in the last couple of weeks, about a week apart. And it's a two-person deal because I've got the smoker and I'm just smoking away. And then that makes them go down into the frame so that they're not on the top. And then he basically kind of lifts up one section of the box, and then I stick this patty strip in there. It's got a, it's smelly, chemical or whatever. Doesn't hurt the bees, but you don't want to inhale it. It just it's kind of an acidic acid.
Gets rid of all your mites, huh?
Yeah, but it kills the mites. Wow, yeah, okay. It kind of slow releases this gas. So we do it 2 times, 2 weeks, and then and you can see there's a pull-out tray at the very bottom that he inserts, and then you can pull it out and you can see all the dead mites that are
really
on this pull-out tray. So it's kind of cool.
Wow.
So,
and I bet the bees like it. I mean, they thank you for it if they could.
Well, they would, except he was doing it without his gloves on, and he did get stung. So it was like the biting the hand that feeds you kind of thing.
Yeah, what the heck? Well, Pam, why don't you give us a weekly update?
Yeah, I will do that. In fact, you may have noticed that I've been trying to do that every time we get together, because just for the specific for Hastings, so that you kind of have an idea what's going on. And so right before I came in, I pulled the latest statistics here for Hastings, and I could see that I typed in everything that's either coming soon or active on the market right now today, as of maybe an hour ago or so. And there were 39 homes that are, three of them are coming soon, and then the rest of them are active on the market. However, I noticed that a whole bunch of these, there's a big green A when you see them on the multiple listing service. When I pull it up, a whole bunch of them have this little I after it. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you might have an idea. It means that the house has sold, but it's subject to a contingency, and the little I means it's subject to the inspection contingency.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
And the whole bunch of them are. A couple of them are still, they're waiting on, there's an R, the right of rescission. So if you buy a townhome, for example, with an association, You have up to 10 days to read through all the association documents to make sure that you're okay with them.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, there's a little R after it, because you can back out based on the inspection or the right of rescission and get your earnest money back. Yeah. A couple of them have a little S after them.
Mm-hmm.
And any idea what that means?
S sold?
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Well, kind of, yeah.
I mean,
it's subject to the contingency of the buyer selling their own
home. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, it's always a little iffy to accept an offer where they have to sell their own home. Although in this market, it's usually a, you know, pretty safe bet that they'll be able to sell it.
Their home's going to sell in less than 10 days or whatever.
And, you know, when I'm sending out searches for my buyers of the houses that are available in Hastings, for example, they would have gotten this list. But I usually eliminate the ones that are subject to R, the right of rescission, or I, subject to an inspection, because they usually, when it comes to that point, it's sold. You know, sometimes it falls through, but not normally. But I always leave the ones with an S on it there. You know why that is? I'm doing the interviewing this time.
Yes, you are. And I wasn't prepared.
Testing your knowledge. Well, you know, you talk to these realtors every week. Well, I'll tell you, it's because if you accept an offer based on the buyer selling their house, and somebody else comes
along
up,
and buys
they
it.
Can bump those.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say, we're putting in an offer of our own, and then depending on the arrangement that you've made with the original buyers, they might have one day, maybe 2 days, to quickly sell their house and have a completed, final executed purchase agreement with no inspection contingencies or any of that, just financing. And then the other buyer can't squeeze in there and get it. But if the original buyers can't do that, and usually they can't, then you can bump them, and then you can have the house.
Wow.
But you better not have any contingencies on that.
Yeah, we're not going to go jump from one to the other, are we?
No. So if I eliminated all the ones that are on the market that had, you know, a little I or an R or an S after them, there's actually 23 total on the market right now, and three of them are coming soon. So there's not as many as there were in the middle of the summer or even maybe a month ago, but they are there. And I was going to say there's one of them is a condo, one of them is a townhouse, and all the rest are single families right now. So, and there's some nice homes. So if you want to take a look at any of them, let me know.
How can folks get a hold of you, Pam?
Oh, good question. Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Okay. Otherwise, you can call the Edina Realty Office here in Hastings at 651-437-2121. And just ask for Pam. You're the only Pam there, right?
Yep, I sure am. And, you know, after all that COVID stuff where we were closed down entirely there for a little bit, it's so nice having somebody at the front desk again. The hours have changed a little bit, you know, from what they used to be. We're open 8:30 to 5:30 now. So it used to be 9 to 6, so just so that people are aware of that. And we're not open on Saturdays and Sundays anymore. I mean, they're often we're in there because we're working, because realtors work 24-7, you know.
Yep, it's like owning a radio station 24-7.
Yep, it never goes away.
No.
Even when I'm up north at my brother's cabin, I'm still on the phone and on the computer, you know, because the business doesn't stop. But you can always get a hold of me by phone, even if you can't get a hold of the office.
So there you go. Again, folks, 651-319-1298.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk this week about ceiling fans and other stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this should be interesting because I believe we have ceiling fans in most of the rooms of our house, especially the bedrooms and stuff, and I like them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are some wonderful advantages to having a ceiling fan. And usually when you think of a ceiling fan, you think of the summertime and it's hot, and so you want that cool air, circulating.
You know, I like that air circulating. I have it on all year round.
Yeah.
Whether we're air conditioning, heating, windows open or not, I just like that circulating air.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to educate you in the way of ceiling fans.
Okay.
Well, I always have this question because I remember hearing, okay, you're supposed to reverse the direction of the ceiling fan. And then it's like, well, is it supposed to go up in the winter or down in the winter or up in the summer? And when is clockwise or counterclockwise? And so I knew, you know, it got kind of cold this week for the first time ever. And I actually turned the heat on because I didn't want to be cold.
We've been resisting it.
Oh, what was I going to mid-30s overnight, and I thought, I'm not going to be cold. And we got what is it called? This thing that it looks like a giant air conditioner sitting outside, but I'm just blanking out on what it's called.
Not a heat pump?
Is it a heat pump? I think that's maybe what it is, because it helps with air conditioning
with heating.
Yeah, that's what it is. I know it wasn't cheap.
But that's what it would be.
Yeah, the nice thing is now that when it's this type of weather where down to, I think, 20 degrees is what they said, that does all the heating, and it's like dirt cheap. So we're not really going through our propane. So I thought, why not? I'm going to be comfortable.
Yes.
But, so here is the scoop.
Okay.
Now, we've just come from the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, see, I have to read this because I can never remember.
See.
Okay.
And mine is easy to remember. I just leave it on so it blows down on us all year long.
Well, that's what you want in the summertime.
Okay.
You want it to, because what it's doing, it's going to, in the summer phase, ceiling fan should rotate.
Takes the heat from the top and blows it down?
It says the cool air down to the floor, but it's pushing it down.
Okay.
So if you want to know if it's working properly in the summertime, you want to feel it pushing down on you. And what it allows you to do, like if you have the air conditioner on, you can leave it at a higher temperature because when it pushes down on you, it does a few different things. For one thing, it gives you a breeze, and so you're sweating, so you're feeling the cool air. And then it also, it makes the wind chill, makes your skin feel
cooler.
Makes the room feel cooler, make you up to 8 degrees.
Really?
And and somebody did a study on this and decided that it could save up to 40% on your air conditioning costs because of doing that. So that's the summer deal, okay. Now, in the winter, it's the opposite. Oh, I'm going to just say one other thing about summer. And we have done this at home, too, with sideways fans. If you've got, like, an outdoor patio or outdoor space that you like to sit, put a ceiling fan there and do the same thing, blow down on you. And it'll help you be cooler, obviously. And then it also helps get rid of, like, the mosquitoes and stuff and the flies.
Oh, yeah, they don't like around. Yeah, they don't like movement
they don't like that.
That.
No. So, now here's the opposite. In the wintertime, so this time of year when we're getting ready to switch everything out, you're going to put it at a low speed. And now this article said clockwise, but I don't know if it depends on the fan. It depends on which way your
blades
are tilted.
Yeah.
So just remember this. You want it to pull the air up in the wintertime. So if you're standing under the fan and you're not feeling it blow down on you, then
your
hair is
being
okay.
moved up. Your hair's being sucked up. Then it's the right way. No, I'm just kidding.
So I guess what it's doing, the idea behind it is that it's pulling or pushes the. It creates an updraft. Mm-hmm. So the warm air, it doesn't just come up to the ceiling. It makes this big circle
around
down the walls and then, on the floor. Yep. So it just makes the room feel warmer when you have that going. So now, in the same study, decided that homeowners who use ceiling fans during the winter can save as much as 15% on heating bills. So,
and here I thought it was just for comfort.
Well, and that too.
Yeah.
But so that's how you can tell. In the summer, you want to feel it pushing down on you.
Yep.
In the winter, you want it to be pulling your hair up, which it's not going to do.
Yeah, right. That thing would have to be on really high speed, on takeoff speed.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyways, you're going to save on some heating fuel bills by having that. Do that. So just FYI,
and it doesn't take a lot to run a electric fan.
No, they're pretty efficient.
Yeah.
And there's to switch it, there's usually just a little switch
you have to go sideways or black
we never I don't even think about it, and I have to admit that ours is usually doing what yours is, you know, blowing down on us.
Well, just look at which side of the blade has got all the dust on it, because when you reverse it, then the other side, it'll blow that off. I'm kidding.
You know, that's probably true. Before switching, I would maybe take a rag and go over that thing.
No, just start it, and then the other, you know, by the time the season's over, the other side will be all dusty.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I can picture all the dust going all crazy.
That's it. Yeah, you can feel all the dust. Well, it's being sucked up, so we got the right way, and then in the spring, it's blowing down on you.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, okay, well, now we are educated in the ways of ceiling fans. So
yes.
You know, I didn't update you on the weekly rate sheet, the interest rates this week. And I tell you, they are so unbelievably low still. And if you are getting a 30-year fixed conventional rate loan right now, the rates are, they're still down at 2.625%.
Wow.
And this is, you know, if you've got the good credit score and all the, there are a lot of things that go into creating your rate, but this would be, you know, they are available. And a 15-year conventional, 2.25.
Wow.
Isn't that just incredible?
It is. I mean, that it's that's so hard to believe.
Yeah, 30-year VAs, 2.5. So, and also, okay, this is part of this and that, whatever. Just a reminder, a lot of times people think that they have to have a whole bunch of money saved up in order to buy a house. And I just, we have a closing this week. Where they really just needed $1,000 to put down.
Wow.
Because with home buyer's assistance, they do require $1,000 to put down. But it's amazing. You can get into a house with very minimal amount saved.
And,
yeah. And, you know, if you're renting, my word, why wouldn't you want to have a house payment instead? It's you're investing in
2.6,
yourself.
The high end, 2.6% interest. I mean, that house, that buys you a lot of house.
Yeah. Wow. You can get in so much more than you could at like 5% or something.
Or 12% when way back in the 80s. Remember the early 80s? Wow.
That
was a good rate.
Yeah. I remember when we thought we were doing fantastic when we got like a 6. I think it was 6 or something percent. Like, wow, this is fantastic. So, there's just never been a better time.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
And again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady, and that is Pam Collins. Again, Pam's number is 651-319-1298, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. Pam, thank you. It's always a lot of fun.
Yep, absolutely.
And I like the bee updates. It's just, it's like a whole season has passed and we have what's going on with the bees.
Pretty soon I'll be telling you about our harvest.
There you go. Can't wait. Have a great one. This is KDWA Hastings.